This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 30th, 2023. Well, 2023 ARRL Field Day is in the books, and from all indications, it was a success. Social media is buzzing with stories and photos from around the country. Results are coming in, and so far, just over 2,700 Field Day entries have been received, and they're coming in pretty fast. You can see a live up-to-the-minute count of the entries, comments, and photos on the Field Day Entries Received webpage. Participants have been submitting photos and descriptions of their stations and setups to the Soapbox column there. Mike Moore, WI9MMM, president of the Fox City Amateur Radio Club, W9ZL in Wisconsin, was the winner of the ARRL Field Day banner giveaway earlier this month. ARRL-affiliated clubs and members opted into the club newsletter via email and were automatically entered by purchasing ARRL Field Day merchandise or submitting an entry through an online form. Moore was the lucky winner and displayed the banner at his club's site. The banner made our first Field Day site much easier to find. We had decent enough foot traffic that I forgot to take more pictures. In a way, that's a win, because I got to share the hobby with more people, said Moore. Thanks to all who participated in the 2023 ARRL Field Day. 2023 AMSAT Field Day is over, and early data shows how satellites were utilized. It has been many years since there were more than one or two Field Day submissions from outside of North America. This year, immediately after Field Day ended, there were two submissions from Japan. The satellites worked out well. The FM Treble family of satellites and GreenCube seemed to be popular. SO-50, AO-91, and the International Space Station were also busy with their FM single channel. DSO AAF-85 RS-44 was quite tame, with plenty of bandwidth for many to make contacts, whether they were sitting on a frequency or calling CQ or using the hunt and pounce method. More data is on the way. For updates, visit the AMSAT website. A special thanks to Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the information provided in this story. Bruce will have his weekly update and report a little later in the broadcast. When the nomination period for the summer ARRL section manager election cycle concluded on June 9, 2023, there was only one candidate for each of the sections up for election. The following incumbent section managers were declared re-elected to new two-year terms starting October 1st of 2023. Amanda Alden, K1DDN, Colorado. Joe Whitney, KA7LJQ, Eastern Washington. Diana Feinberg, AI6DF in Los Angeles. Carol Mazzallo, KB4MD in Sacramento Valley. Dan Ringer, K8WV in West Virginia. Stuart Wolf, KF5NIX in South Texas. And Monty Simpson, W7FF in Western Washington. Kevin Kerr, W1KGK of Plains, Montana, was the only nominee for the ARRL Montana section, and he will be taking the reins of the Montana Field Organization on October 1st. Dr. Antonis Papatsouris, AA6PP of Lakespur, California, will become the section manager of the San Francisco section on October 1st because he was the only nominee there. Bill Hellendahl, KH6GJV of Santa Rosa, California, decided not to run for another office after serving as section manager of the San Francisco section for 20 years. And section manager of the Oregon section, David Kidd, KA7OZO, has decided to step down from the role for personal reasons. He was first appointed to the position on July 1st of 2018. So effective July 1st, 2023, Jonathan Wanzer, KK6GXG, will fill that role for the remainder of the current term. Ham radio in Germany drew an international crowd. The 46th annual amateur radio exhibition attracted more than 11,000 visitors to Friedrichshafen, Germany last weekend. ARRL, which has nearly 7,000 international members, sends a small delegation to the convention each year, greeting members and friends from the global amateur radio community and networking with national radio societies. ARRL representatives included President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and his wife Holly Roderick, CEO Dave Minster, NA2AA, and Director of Operations Bob Nauman, W5OV, and Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R. MC Frederick Schaffen Manager Director Klaus Wilhelm and Project Manager Petra Rathgerber were delighted with the success of the event. Ham Radio lived up to its reputation as Europe's largest amateur radio exhibition. In cooperation with the German Amateur Radio Club, the perfect partner for the event, we show that amateur radio plays an important role in society, said Wellman and Rathgerber. This year's slogan, We're All About STEM, was brought to full fruition with many activities focusing on work with young people, something that really brought in the crowds. Plans are already underway for next year's Ham Radio to be held June 28th through the 30th, 24. More information is available at Ham Radio. And you can also see ARRL's photo album from the convention on Facebook. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with this week's AMSAT report. And Bruce says, with field day behind us, there is one more thing that must be done. You need to complete the submission at ARRL's website and upload your log for either you or your group. Do not forget that AMSAT enjoyed their field day at the same time, and if you work the satellites, you may submit your information for inclusion in the AMSAT journal. The application can be found at amsat.org. Click on Events, then Field Day. And if you like to travel, think about taking a radio or two and operate the satellites as a rover. As they say, there is an award for that. If you'd much rather sit at home and collect grid squares in the continental United States, again, there is an award for that. And if you're into just working all the states, you guess it, there's an award for that. All of these plus way more are available for those operating satellites by the ARRL and AMSAT. You can find all of the AMSAT awards at amsat.org. Just click on Services and Awards. And to see those offered by the ARRL, visit the ARRL.org website/awards. Thanks, Bruce, for this week's update. The FCC Universal Licensing System, ULS, has resumed operations, including the electronic batch filing system. As of June 27, 2023, all systems have been reported to be working. However, visitors to the website will see a message referring them to Public Notice DA-23529 for additional information and guidance on filing deadline extensions. ARRVEC staff worked late into last Friday night to ensure that all backlog sessions and application files were transmitted to the FCC before the weekend. Approximately 350 backlog files were successfully submitted to and processed by the FCC before the system's normal shutdown at 8 p.m. ARRL is still monitoring the ULS, and any further updates will be available at ARRL News. Two special event stations will be in operation beginning July 1st, 2023. The annual 13 Colonies Special Event Station will take place on July 1st through the 7th of 2023. That event honors the original 13 colonies, U.S. independence, active military personnel, and veterans. All amateur radio operators are welcome to participate. More information is available at the annual 13 Colonies Special Event website and at the ARRL website. Also on Saturday, July 1st, 2023, at 1400 Zulu to 2000 Zulu, the annual Colonial Williamsburg Special Event Station, W4RC, will be operated by the Williamsburg Area Amateur Radio Club. That will be on 7.265 and 14.265 megahertz. A certificating USL card will be available for every contact. The event celebrates the 247th anniversary of the Founding Fathers signing the Declaration of Independence in 1776. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. On their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including July 5th through the 13th, Hawaii, W1AW/KH6, July 12th through the 18th, Wisconsin, /W1AW/9, July 12th through the 18th as well, Utah, W1AW/7, and July 12th through the 18th, American Samoa, W1AW KH8. Upcoming contest, July 1st, the RAC Canada Day contest, CW and phone. July 1st as well, the Venezuelan Independence Day contest, CW phone and digital there. July 1st through the 2nd, NASART Memorial Contest, CW and Phone, the Marconi Memorial HF Contest, that's CW, and also July 1st through the 2nd, the original QRP Contest, CW and Phone. July 3rd, the RSGB 80-meter Club Champ, that's CW, and on July 4th, the ARS Spartan Sprint, that's CW. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and more information. Some upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On July 8th, the SVARC Summer Ham Fest in Minot, hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. July 15th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL South Dakota Section Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. July 29th, the CVARC 2023 Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention. That's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. July 29th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Ham Fest in Sutton, West Virginia. And August 12th through the 13th, the 2023 ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And a quick reminder that ARRL headquarters will be closed on Tuesday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. There will not be any W1AW bulletin or code practice transmissions. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Wednesday, July 5th at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And finally this week, thanks to the Villages Amateur Radio Club in the Villages, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.